This programme was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.
Hello, you're very welcome to 10 years of Clay Castle Recording Studio in 10 songs. Today we're looking at the art of production with Steve Cooney, who came to Youghal to record Wild Mountain Side with Caroline Fraher.
Beauty is within grasp. Hear the islands call. The last mile is upon us. I'll carry you if you fall. I know the armor's heavy now. I know the heart is tired. It's beautiful just over the wild mountainside.
First time I heard this, the very first time, I don't know if you'd remember a show in Youghal about 10 odd years ago called Dancing Through the Ages. I joined the show in 2005 as their singer. Of course, I think it was the last night of the show possibly, and it was the after show party. Of course, everybody's singing the song, and it may have been stupid o'clock in the morning, and Paula started singing the song, and I just thought, oh my god, that is such a beautiful song. So I was asking her about it, like, where did you hear it and who sings it? So she told me it was Eddie Reader, and I went looking for the album straight away and listened to it and thought, no, that's definitely one for the repertoire. So I learned it immediately and have been singing it ever since and just really, really loved it.
That's Caroline Fraher telling how she heard renowned dancer Paula Goulding sing Wild Mountainside at a rap party. Caroline went on to tell me exactly what the song means to her.
I mean, the melody's beautiful, but the words are gorgeous. I've sung it for weddings as well, believe it or not, because, you know, I'll carry you if you fall. It's just so beautiful. It's, you know, really, really touches my heart anyway when I do sing it. Like, it's just, and it's heroic. You know, it's almost medieval because it could be a love story, but it could also be like two comrades, you know, coming home from war or something, and one is kind of losing his strength, and he's not sure if he's going to make it home. But his friend is saying, you know, we can get there, and it's really lovely. Yeah.
Steve Cooney, who has worked with just about everybody in the folk and trad side of the music business, was brought in to produce an EP for Caroline. She told me how she approached recording with such a legendary figure.
You know, when we got Steve involved, I was more than happy just to let him do what he wanted. Basically, I wanted to be guided by him and I wanted to go with his ideas because I know that he's just amazingly talented in production and arranging, and as well as an instrumentalist as well. He's fantastic. So I wanted to just give him that opportunity to just do what he wanted, basically, and to guide me, even with the singing, with the vocals.
She's a very transparent singer, and by that I mean there is a transparent quality to the tone of her voice, and that is a very desirable quality in any singer, to have a sense of transparency and purity of tone. Then her pitching is absolutely perfect. There's not an issue there, and that is a big thing in recording, getting a vocal performance that is in tune. That's the first thing. You really have to be in tune. But with Caroline, that was always a given. It was always going to be perfectly in tune. That was always going to make it very easy to work with her in the studio.
Warren Tyvey remembers the day that Steve Cooney arrived.
He just came one day and he just sauntered in. I floated in with a didgeridoo and just started chatting. And he's like, yeah, I like this place. So there, you know, that's a classic example of they're paying him to produce. He picks the place. He was happy with it. Well, the band were local as well, so it made sense.
I was interested in understanding the difference between a producer and an engineer in a recording studio, so I asked Warren.
The producer will direct the song and how it's going to sound creatively, and the instruments added to it, and what genre it will be. And the engineer technically makes that happen, I guess. When Steve Cooney was here, you know, he's good at all the jobs. But he left me be the engineer and he was the producer. He'd just say, I want this, that and that. And, you know, and it's great because, you know, he knows what he wants. I try my best to get it and he says, I like that or I don't. And so he'd ask for, I want to hear more of the baron and I want to hear more reverb on the voice. Can you turn that up 3%? I just go, yep. A good producer like that, they're right, like, you know, most of the time.
Steve told me more about the process of producing a song in the studio.
You'd fix a tempo, really, is the first thing, so then you could be working to a click track of some form. And then check the key, make sure the key is right, because you don't want to start doing recordings that you're going to have to undo. So that's the first crucial decision, make sure the singer is, in this case Carolyn, is comfortable with the key. Now, Carolyn has a very big range, so she could sing these songs in numbers of different keys, but it's important to kind of go through a few options just to find the register in which her voice is heard at its best. She'd have her own ideas, of course. She'd know what she'd want.
Once the basic framework decisions are made, it's about getting the track down and keeping the energy up.
Then we'd listen, in the case of this song, we'd check the original version and learn the chords and stuff like that. Then you just sit down and play it and hopefully get a basic track down, backing track down fairly quickly, because if you keep recording a song too many times, you'll dry it out. There'll be no life in it. Like, ultimately, the most important thing is to have life and energy in the track, so you don't want to play it to death so it's technically perfect and lifeless.
A particular section of Wild Mountainside caught my ear. I had to ask Caroline. And there's a break in the middle, Caroline, where I think the strings come in and you're going, oh,
yeah. Yes.
Stuff.
Yes.
Now, I'm just guessing, but you wouldn't necessarily have sung the ahs bit, say, if you're doing it as a party
no,
piece.
No, I didn't. Before I recorded the song, I never did. Yeah, so Steve came up with putting the mandolin in there as well and then doing that, the ahs. But I do it now, since I've recorded it that way. I do put the ahs in, you know, yeah.
Before we hear the finished version of Wild Mountainside, here's a final word from Steve Cooney.
It comes together very quickly. When you get good musicians playing together, the groove comes together very quickly. And then from then on, it's just a matter of adding your wee bits here and there.
Wild and free we roam.
Wild Mountainside by Caroline Fraher, recorded at Claycastle Recording Studio in 2012. The song was written by John Douglas. The track was arranged and produced by Steve Cooney, who also played bass, acoustic guitar and percussion on it. Caroline Fraher provided the vocals, Dominic Finn on piano, Richie Foley on mandolin and bouzouki, Cormac Brannock played flutes and Illan pipes, Oran O'Cossady played the fiddle and Ilse Desire played the cello. The sessions were engineered by Warren Tyvey. On the next episode of 1010, Synergy are in the studio. Let it out.
1010, 10 years of Claycastle Studios in 10 songs, was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee. Produced and presented by Aina Dowling. Sound engineer Thomas O'Keefe. Edited by Aina Dowling and Thomas O'Keefe. Theme music by Synergy, a community radio Y'all production.